If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan.
It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude scrolling nuts, I can butt up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puff, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses blocked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Block Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck.
Quack. Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Blocked Party. This is episode number 280. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us are two fantastic first-time guests on the program, hosts of the smash hit 197424, the Will and Helena podcast. Will and Helena are here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
I got to say, that theme song is electric. I've never heard it before. That's awesome.
Wow, it's sort of telling on yourself here, Will, that you've never listened to the show.
Yeah, but telling on himself and then like complimenting the song, so it sort of evens out.
That's
by our friend Big Howell, Howell Dottie. I would say the king of podcast theme songs, probably.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Like on a level where he could have like an infomercial being like, do you need a podcast theme song? I'm the king of podcast theme songs.
Legitimately.
And he does Metro kind of have that accent also.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a
pro. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But you two, I want to, let's right off the top here, discuss this because you told me before we got on the air that you're going to tell me the meaning of your podcast, the 197424 podcast. Can you encrypt it for or decrypt it for us, I guess?
Yeah. Do you want to take it?
I would say it's actually...
Uh-oh. We have a freaking out Pomeranian.
He doesn't want me to tell.
Right, I'll tell it then. We tried forever... Yeah, there's a lot of that on our podcast as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Do you
He's
want to hit
trained
him?
To address microaggressions.
Yeah.
Oh, there you just sprayed the air thing.
We hit him with the scary air thing.
Although if this actually, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but
I think it's okay to do. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. We put the fear of God into that 2-pound Pomeranian.
Yeah.
But we tried forever to come up with a podcast name.
Yeah. And it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, we were coming up with shit like Big Lunch and like
Fruit Snack.
Like
shit that just wasn't I think our vibe.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Big Lunch, I like Big Lunch.
I kinda like Fruit Snack, so
Yeah. I think we overthought it a little bit.
I think we actually have issues with self-criticism.
Yeah.
but that's okay. So and then eventually I think actually, I don't remember. You can tell it.
Yeah, no. Me and a friend of mine had a running bit for a while about like starting a comedy show where like it's just a random sequence of numbers, and it changes every week, and it's impossible to find.
Yeah.
And then we decided to do that with the podcast that we hope is successful and makes money.
Well, I think at first we were like kind of scared about starting a podcast, so we were like, we needed it to be something that no one can search and that if you Google it, you're not going to find it because it's just a big string of numbers. You're going to find a bunch of like serial numbers for books on a library website, which is what you find.
Yeah. But then we're like, man, I would like to put a pool table in our garage one day.
Yeah.
And buying a new car and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I have
like,
to pay off my taxes.
Yeah. Helena owes a lot. So we were like, all right, we really shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, I feel like I saw a tweet from you, Helena, that you were saying that you are considering changing the name of the show. Is that correct?
Yeah,
we are.
I think we're actually hostile to your fan base and listeners, though. Like, I'm a big fan of doing stuff like with my stream. That's kind of all it is it's just like really difficult to watch, and we sort of capped out at like what we're gonna be, I think, because of that. But that's fine. But on our old podcast, there was a guy who like complained that I was like talking about online shit too much. So the next episode, I made a new segment where I just listed off my 100 most recent Twitter followers really slowly. And that was just like for one guy who like was like, I like the show.
And we
the show's
did it for
good.
Weeks. That's we so did awesome. It for weeks that yeah. bit. It wasn't like, oh, we'll do this one time as a funny thing. We did it for weeks.
Yeah. We made like I everyone else who yeah. liked the show miserable because of one guy complaining. It was yeah. a lot
Dude,
of fun.
They have to learn. You have yeah. to keep them in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You gotta put your yeah. foot down.
That's sort of the internet in a nutshell, really, though. It's like, I made a lot of people's lives worse to make one guy's life much worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of the whole deal, right? Like, that's the trade-off, I think. So are we going back to Big Lunch Fruit Snack? Or, like, should we workshop a name right here on the show or what?
We have nothing. Yeah, we have absolutely. No idea. We actually keep forgetting to even talk about it.
Yeah, and when we do, it ends in frustration, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like with Blocked Party, we like it kind of was the name first, right? Like yep. it was, and then the idea sort of
because Stefan is a huge Dave Chappelle fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, only late, era.
Only recently. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I do think like a catchy name is important, but again, I do like the idea. It's tough because sometimes when you're actively hostile to your listeners, it does. This is kind of shocking to me. I've just recently learned this. It does sort of like fuck you over.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but also the ones that make it through are like Marines. You know what yes. I mean? Yeah. Like they put them through boot camp and they are much closer to each other because you gave them a common enemy. And I think yeah. that's important.
And they demonstrate a clear understanding of the vision.
Yeah.
And I think that is what you want in a listener.
I feel like that's me whenever I'm on the Go Off Kings, I am always like, I don't know how anybody watches this. And I'm also like, these are just all 800 people who are watching this. It's like the Bane, like they were born in the darkness. it's like you've just trained them to think that the chaos is normal.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Which is why, like, whenever we have guests on, we always kind of have to warn them like what it's all about. Because we could do it in such a way where like, the guests don't hear all of the sound alerts that are being played because on Twitch, there's a thing called sound alerts where if you don't know, you can pay like real money to play like a noise on the stream. And we've taken that like about as far as you can take it. And so we'll just have multiple alerts playing at the same time. And it's just like, you can't hear anyone talking.
What kind of sounds are being played?
Well,
Will, don't ask. I mean, this is really
a lot of them are clips from like, we're really obsessed with like fast food review guys on YouTube. So it'll be clips of something that they have said, or done. And then recently what we've really gotten into is writing parody songs. What I've really gotten into, this is like my latest like autistic fixation outside of like hockey cards. But it's like, there's something really fun. It feels like to me writing a parody song is like solving a puzzle sort of where you're trying to like fit the lyrics in.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm fucking serious. And I will also say that the last time I played a parody song on here, mm-hmm. John paid our guest extra.
Okay, have at it.
What are some of the hits? What are some of the titles?
Don't encourage him, please.
A lot of times we'll do like theme.
Now
weeks.
I'm gonna have to pay them extra. Steph.
I know for every song I play on here, an extra like $10 or whatever. But
yeah, that's what I did last. That's what it was with Beth McCall, and yeah. I just felt it was more so that I think part of it was Beth has been on the show a few times, and mostly her blocks and stuff are about being pestered by men online. So it really felt like Stefan pestering her, being like, hey, sit there and listen to this shitty song I wrote.
Well, that's I think really it's funny. Here's the thing is usually I'm basing it off like a good song. So for instance, we did a night on the stream called Minesweeper Night where we played Minesweeper the entire time. And neither Jesse Farrar, my co-host, or I know how to play Minesweeper. So it was a total disaster. But we wrote a bunch of parody songs about Minesweeper.
You don't know how to play Minesweeper?
Isn't that kind of a game for babies?
Yeah, isn't it intuitive?
Look, it doesn't matter, okay? That's not the important thing here. Okay. The important thing here is that I wrote a parody song for it based around Hall & Oates' Man Eater, and it's called
okay.
Minesweeper.
Ooh, okay.
So
okay.
I can play that one for you to
I
give
would
you
love
an
that.
Oh, this we're is, gonna why we no. I thought you were gonna play the new
well,
thing.
I'm gonna play the new one also, but they have to kind of know my process.
Play and, the
like,
hair.
I would love to.
How is that helpful?
Yeah. Let's just have a listening part.
This is my hit song.
It's like an album release.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So
it's my hit song.
Yeah. Okay. So you should be able to hear this. Let me know.
The crazy part about this, Will, is Stefan does have a pool table in his garage. This has somehow led him to a garage pool table.
Dude, so if you guys don't want to change the title of the podcast, just start doing parody songs because it's very lucrative.
Okay.
Writing that down.
Let me know. Can you hear this? You only sweep minds at night. Click it and you just might. Blow up or make numbers show up right there on the grid. Mining and sweeping. If you click on a mine, you ain't gonna get too far.
Okay.
We're already paying more money because there's two of them, Stefan. You realize that we're now paying
watch out
more.
Now.
We're losing no money.
I thought just you were going to pay us one. You shouldn't have said that.
You're a mine sweeper. I mean, I think that's pretty
good. That's incredible.
I love it.
Dude, I love a piece of art that's clearly made the piss off one guy.
I love
guy
it. I was a weird outkid.
And that guy being John.
And I really enjoyed it.
Well, we also did Avatar Week where we wore like Avatar, like the Na'vi. We wore Na'vi masks the entire time and couldn't like see out of them or breathe. And we played this really shitty Avatar game that's like, it was like Assassin's Creed or Far Cry, but like with Avatar guys, and it fucking sucked. But we made parody songs for that also. And John, I actually don't know if you've heard this one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What would that sound like?
Well, this one I'm very proud of. And you might, and I will say, you may recognize the song it's based on.
I knew for sure when Will and Helena were coming on the show, they were going to gang up on me.
My pussy and penis too.
Oh God!
It basically does
this is about
anything
their hair
that you want it to do. Fucking and sucking. Do you want to have sex with a big blue avatar?
So.
Just put your hair.
This one's longer. This has two verses.
Can't wait for the
letter strands intertwine. You don't
is
have
it
to
Avatar
worry.
Or is that
no,
the,
it's not.
No?
Still
okay.
Not
you'll know what it is. What
do you mean? He took the road
sucking
less traveled. He did the hard way.
If you spit on my hair, you might even make it hard.
I don't know how the aliens work, but
hey, love.
Oh, fuck my hair! Watch out now, you might get stuck. Oh, fuck my hair! You're a hair fucker.
What?
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Well, yeah. John, you haven't seen the movie, have you?
No, of course not.
They well, I guess
they
technically
fuck.
They don't fuck
yeah,
each
I
other
don't know
with their
anything
hair.
About
but,
Avatar,
like,
so that was...
Yeah. No, that's kind of, yeah, the biggest takeaway, I would say, from that movie.
Yeah.
They fuck with their hair?
They'll,
hair?
Like,
they
intertwine their ponytails, and then they also put their ponytails into,
that's
like...
That's how we do it.
They have, like, horses that they fly in, and they put the... They don't, but they're not fucking the horse, I don't think.
There's, right. It's like a mind meld thing.
It's what? A mind meld thing. Like, it is... I think it is... I think it's like, for me at least, it was sexual in nature. Like watching.
I mean, it's
movie.
Probably awesome to fuck somebody that
involved?
You're mind melded with.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it
pretty
is.
Cool.
Like, I think they maybe have just like regular sex, but the hair is also getting all like tied up or something.
Right, but they're not fucking the horse.
Why is there? Why is the horse there?
Because they ride it. They need to ride it around to do war.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they fly around on it, but they put their hair into the horse. The horse has like a hole in it or something, and they put the hair into the hole.
So their hair controls the horses, but it also they fuck people with
it's
it
like
later.
You stick your they're dick not, in your car well, to start it. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're not fucking each other. I mean, the song is maybe a little misleading. They're not fucking each other with their hair. I know the song is called Hair Fucker, but they're not actually.
That part was sort of distinctively misleading.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I so this week on the stream it's Store Week. And we're just playing grocery store simulators, and we're going to the store, and we're letting the chat choose what we buy at the store. So that's very exciting. But I have written a parody song
for that. A whole week of that.
Yeah, an entire week of that.
I mean, I'm not doing anything right now. I think I'd probably love to hear that.
Yeah. So this is I've written a bunch of parody songs based on Radiohead songs as well.
Oh fuck.
Which I know I did one last week that John was a big fan of. Right,
yeah,
John?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm just watching my bank account slowly drain as these songs get played and played and played.
Okay. Well, this is based off Radiohead's A Wolf at the Door, and it's called A Wolf at the Store.
Oh yes. For that Venn diagram where the overlap is Radiohead fans and fans of the Go Off Kings Store Week.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, more than you
Yeah, that kind of tracks.
Okay, but again, I haven't. Well, by the time this episode comes out, I'll have debuted it. But this is your chance if you guys have any notes on it.
Yeah.
And I will say I'm not very good at singing, and I kind of just like talk sing a lot of the time. In this case, I did try, and because Tom York sort of has a very distinctive voice, so I was trying to.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I mean, you'll know that part when we get to it, I think.
Oh,
but
that's a hard voice to emulate, dude.
Oh yeah, it's one of those voices that you're like, I could probably do that, and then actually it turns out that you can't.
I've never once thought I could do that.
No. I did very briefly this morning, and then found out
this happened this morning.
Oh, this is hot off the press.
This is I finished this like an hour ago. So
let's go.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Empty fridge, I promise to buy food. Don't look in the crisper at the fruit.
Wait, this is you doing a Tom York?
No, there are animals heading to the Safeway, buying some stuff, buying some stuff, buying some stuff.
Wait until
the chorus. Some stuff. I keep on going to the store, but the price goes up. I don't really mind, I just want to eat samples from
dude, you're kind of crushing it.
Feel like a cheapskate if I don't buy organic, but I honestly don't mind, I just love to shop. Okay, so...
God, that's good, dude.
So fantastic.
Thoughts on that?
I would say John's an all-time hater, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something. I think John's trying to kill your sunshine.
That's how I feel too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I mean, Will, you may have noticed that at the start of the show, I said this was episode 280. So look, you do 5.5 years with Stefan and you tell me whether you'll be antagonistic towards that little worm or not.
Wow.
That was, I'll say I liked that one because I am picturing you thinking in your head you're doing an adequate Tom York impression.
No, I knew at the time that it was not going well. but I just kind of, I kept going, you know, because I didn't want to think of another song to do. So
what were you doing differently with your voice?
I just went higher up. I was like actually kind of trying to sing at one point and it just didn't.
Okay.
It didn't go well, but you know, we have to try new things, right?
Always.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. John, I'm done with the songs now, but
why do you think you're so bad at singing though?
I don't know. I think it's because I just have like a very monotone voice to begin with. And it's tough to, I guess with singing, you have to like, you're supposed to like sound different when you sing, right? Than when you talk. And I just never, I never figured that out, I guess.
You have to have fucked up, like a big fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
I think too. Like,
yeah.
Like the wider you can like open your mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
Because Freddie Mercury had a nightmare
that's
mouth.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he could really let it rip.
That's true.
Yeah, some kind of physical agony in your mouth that you need to express.
I keep seeing that picture of the Freddie Mercury movie, the Queen movie that like was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And who played
Rami Malek?
Rami Malek.
And there's like the one picture,
won an Oscar. No,
yeah,
less.
Which is fucking insane. But the picture of him,
he won an Oscar.
Yeah, he won Best Actor.
Yeah.
The picture looks, Dan, I'm gonna send you the picture. Is
the
so
best
fucking
part of
funny.
That to me was when you know how like when they do the Oscar nominations, they're like, here's a clip from the movie.
Oh my God!
The clip they played of Rami Malek was a scene where Freddie Mercury's original vocals were dubbed over the scene, and that was the scene they picked where they're like, this guy's the best actor, and it's just like him sitting at a piano lip syncing Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So, I haven't seen it, but I kind of want to now.
It's actually one of the movies I have seen.
That's so John doesn't really watch movies, so Dan, can you put this picture up?
I don't really watch movies either.
That's validating. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. Yeah. So this is this is so funny to me. I've been looking at this picture a lot recently because he sort of looks like
Paul Stanley.
Well, a little bit, but you know the dinosaur in Jurassic Park that kills Wayne Knight?
Oh yeah,
he kind of has that. I mean, a lot of it is the collar, I think, but he does sort of have that look going for him too. But.
Yeah,
he looks like anybody but Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
He looks more like me than he does Freddie Mercury.
He looks like when I lived in Vegas, there was a type of guy I saw all the time, which was kind of exactly this. And it was like just a guy on the street trying to make money, like half dressed as Elvis.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, if you don't look like Elvis, you might as well go half of the way there and have that be your gimmick. Like I'm half Elvis.
Half-assed Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a solution.
Coat and jeans.
Yeah. I have a solution because Stefan, you need fucked up mouth and fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
John, I imagine you might have some frustration you'd like to take out on Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Been built up. I say we leave you two in a room with a baseball bat and we see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrible. Yeah.
I'm just saying, listen, success takes pain. If Stefan wants a gold record, which I think he does,
I do.
You got to do what's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, or you could work together and be best friends.
They'll never make a movie about
no,
that.
No, I think the baseball bat thing would be a lot easier.
Boys are crazy.
I would love to hit you with a baseball bat.
Yeah. I think I understand that. I think that would be very fun for you.
Okay, sounds like he wants it.
Yeah. And it would also, I think your guys' podcast could go 20 more years.
For sure.
If we just do this one thing, I think it'll really kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah, I think that's worth a try. Yeah.
Yeah, we have sort of like a pre-baseball bat phase and a post-baseball bat
phase. Yeah, because you're in town next
like
week.
Like the Beatles,
right,
yeah.
I am in town next week, yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's make something happen. We could use a hockey stick if we want to keep it Canadian, but either way.
I mean, I think baseball bat will do a lot more damage.
You could have baseball bat probably. Week on your stream.
Yeah, there you go.
Do lots of baseball bat stuff, and then the finale is him getting hit.
That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
I guess maybe baseball week, not baseball bat week.
No, there's plenty of different kinds of baseball bats. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's wood ones. There's wood. They have the metal
there's
ones.
There's aluminum.
There's little ones.
There's BB core ones.
Yeah.
Which they made us start using halfway through when I was in high school that were way worse than aluminum and everybody hated.
What was so much worse about them?
It was just like a worse metal.
Okay.
I think because people were hitting the ball too hard with aluminum bats and hurting people, which makes sense.
Right.
So I think they kind of had to nerf it.
Okay.
Which made it less fun, but probably more safe.
Yeah.
There are also Nerf bats.
We could start with that, I think. Yeah.
Just kind of work your way into it.
I mean, honestly, that would like probably still hurt if you hit me really hard with that.
Oh, most definitely it would.
Yeah. Totally.
So I've been playing baseball my whole life. I would hurt you with a Nerf bat. No question.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. John, you mentioned movies earlier. I was going to ask, because have you seen a movie this year?
In 2024?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. I don't think I have. I'm trying to think, but I don't think so. We have talked about watching Poor Things. We talked about watching Oppenheimer.
Okay.
It's never happened though.
Yeah. I was going to suggest, because have you seen any of the Ghostbusters movies?
No.
Yeah. It would be kind of funny if you go to the newest one without knowing anything about it.
Oh, people are saying they love it.
No, I think it's like quite bad because I was reading, I was on Rotten Tomatoes this morning. Yeah. Well, it's one of those movies where you go to like Rotten Tomatoes to like check out the reviews and it's like critical score, 30%, audience score, 105%. Because it's just like the stupidest hogs in the world who like are too dumb to have a Letterboxd account. They're like reviewing it on and like all the reviews are like 5 stars. It had the guys I remember from the other movie in it. It's fucking cool.
Slimer was there.
Well, that was one.
Slimer.
Slimer is there. The reviews are very funny because one of the ones, oh God, dude, this is a 5-star review here from Scott L. Loved the nostalgia and references from the other films. Great new tech and new villains. Slimmer is back. That was Slimer with two M's. And then a 1-star review from Richard Campbell. Wasn't able to attend due to the weather. So those are the reviews you're getting on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A 1-star review because you can't get to the theater is good.
Yeah.
Helena, you were saying you also don't like movies. What is your what's your thing with that?
No, I just like I don't see how they're any of my business. I had no part in making them. I don't know those people. I don't need to be a part of it, but he's making me watch movies recently. We actually did go see Poor Things on Valentine's Day, which was a very not the right choice. Yeah, we actually did walk out in the middle of it, and it was like I said it was because I found it upsetting, but it was mostly because I was bored.
That's you're too horny. I've heard it's like horny
in a gross way.
It's horny in like an upsetting way. And we'll also, we like went to one of those movie theaters that has a, like a bar in it. And I always feel really bad when I make those people make drinks because you can tell that they are not they don't know how to do that. No one has taught them how to be a bartender.
And he fell apart.
Yeah.
Completely.
He was like sweating. And he
because he's invisibly doing this.
He turned his back to us so that we never saw him the whole time he was making it. But he had his back to us for like 10 minutes.
Oh,
he
clearly Googled it.
Yeah.
Was very nervous so he made it with shaking hands.
Yeah. And it tasted so crazy.
Because there's like a lot of different types of booze in there, right? So he was probably just like, oh my God, I gotta use more than one bottle.
And it was, I mean, I still drank it.
But. And then we gave him the card to pay. And then he did a similar 5 to 10 minutes with his back turned to us and clearly fucked up the payment thing because he kept like grabbing his head like this. And then he just gave us a receipt for $3 and walked away.
Yeah.
So this guy kind of rocks is what you're saying.
This guy kind of rules. He was like 20.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I feel like, that is, if I drank, I would, that's, yeah.
Cause John,
that would
John
be
doesn't
in my,
drink
that'd
either.
Be in my
no
wheelhouse.
Drinking, no movies. Are you a man without vices?
Pretty much.
He's a semi-professional curler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wearing a curling shirt right now.
Yeah.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have vices. I mean,
is curling a vice? I don't think that's like a
vice.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's a vice for you, maybe. But
yeah,
kombucha is that seltzer? Okay. You like seltzer?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that is. I feel like in my mind, a vice is something that damages your life.
Yeah,
but I'm realizing that actually doesn't have to be true.
Right, it can just be like anything that you're too obsessed with. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Learning moment.
Yeah. What like is? Song I mean, I guess I'm a wife guy. I don't know. Is that like a vice?
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Your vice.
That's
your
very
wife.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like my wife was actually just on the podcast last week. So.
Yeah. Aww.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, that's the answer. That's why he's so at peace.
I am. I'm very zen. You know, I'm not like Dan, whose vice is apparently Amiibos.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh. We were going to talk about that.
Okay. First of all. Shut the fuck up. And second of all, the plural of amiibos, of amiibo is amiibo. It's
It's just amiibo.
Yeah, it's like
fuck
Lego.
You, John.
Okay. All right.
So sorry, Dan. Sorry, you have all of the amiibo that they've ever made.
I don't have all of them.
Well, you said
you had all of them.
We found this out
quote.
Right before we started recording. I forget how it got brought up. I think Dan just sort of brought it up.
He just sort of brought it up. He was sort of like playing with several amiibo at the time.
Yeah. So when did this start, Dan?
Whenever they started coming out.
Okay. And I'm shocked. We've been doing the podcast with you for so long. We're just like, we had a whole month where people were sending us the worst Funko Pops they could find. And I feel like Amiibo are Funko Pop adjacent. You didn't think to bring it up then?
No. Can you understand why?
No.
What is like the worst amiibo if you have all of them?
Yeah.
Like what's the one that you are like the most like, I know I want to collect all of these, but I hate that I have this one.
Probably like the Animal Crossing ones, or maybe the really big Yoshi's Woolly World one. It's like fucking this big.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Wait, make bigger amiibo? Does that have like a different name? Cause it's a big one.
No, it doesn't have a different name, just a different price, which is annoying.
Do you use them for like the games themselves, or you just kind of have them?
No, they are all still boxed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dude, he's sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an investment, really. I know how stupid Nintendo fans are, so they'll pay a premium.
One day he's going to buy your guys' houses and evict you.
Dan, do they stop? They stop making them after a certain time. Like this, do they all have rarity or just some of them?
Some of them are rarer than others, but they've started reprinting some of the rarer ones. But all of mine are the original run. So
gotcha. So like, what's the most valuable amiibo you have?
There's some Smash Bros. Amiibos that are worth like probably $200 or $300 now.
Jesus Christ!
Wow.
Ew.
What do they do?
Wait, and think how much do they cost when you regular buy them?
Between $9 and $20, they've kind of gone up since they started putting them.
Okay,
hell yeah,
nice work. Yeah,
but what you're supposed to do is take them out of the box, and they have like an RFID chip in them that you can scan with your Wii U or Switch or DS that it'll like unlock shit in whatever game you're playing.
Oh,
you can also store data on it, I think.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Do they also store your virginity?
Come on now.
Oh, come on.
Come on now, John.
John, I've had sex before.
I don't know that. I've never seen it.
Dan, you know what you could do? You should store all of your like personal like banking and finance information on an amiibo. thus making it even more valuable.
I think there are people who have rewritten the amiibo to like do shit like that, like so they can use it as like a transit card or
whatever. That's awesome.
You have a meeting with your accountant and you just pull up with a big Yoshi thing.
I'm going to need you to do my taxes. You just plonk the Yoshi on the desk. There's like, what is this? All my T4s are on there.
Can
and
we not talk
else.
About taxes? No tax talk.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Dan?
Yeah. Hey, I understand, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, are you dodging taxes as well, Helena?
No.
No, they found her.
No.
There's no dodging.
I'm not. I was trying to. Yeah.
They fucking dialed it on her, dude.
To be clear, I'm not dodging taxes.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe you guys.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love diet.
I love taxes.
Yeah.
Oh, taxes I wish I could pay more. Are goated, I think.
Yeah. Taxes are goated when the government is the vibe.
Yeah.
I love giving the government money. And I think it's because I just sort of love what they're doing. I just like every kind of thing they do. I'm sort of like, that is a sick way to spend my money.
That's what I would have spent the money on in the first place. Right?
Yeah,
so, absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just go to the mayor's house and hand him a 20.
Yeah. Hey, keep up the good work, you know?
Keep doing you're doing some doing. Good. You're doing some good shit.
Yeah.
You know? I walked by someone the other day. I live in Calgary, Alberta, which is Alberta's a conservative province, but Calgary is sort of a like, it's like the Portland to Oregon, as it were. And I walked by these people and they were putting up a sign that was like a full big political sign, like hammering it into the ground with like, it was so big. It had to be like held up, like one of those, like ones with kind of stilts on it or whatever or supports. And it was to recall the mayor.
Okay.
And I'm like, who gives enough of a fuck about the mayor of a town to be like, get them out of here. This is a joke. God. I was like,
I mean, I what are the odds? Like, it's just what like is happening a guy right he here? Knows. Yeah. A guy he knows that like doesn't like.
Yeah,
him.
A guy
like,
whose wife he's fucking.
If I grew up with the mayor and I knew he sucked, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like, that's true. I should see why they want her recalled. Yeah. Like, maybe I can find this.
I do feel like local political controversies are always like way crazier than like the like bigger political. You know what I mean? Like, I know like the mayor of Nashville. I don't know if she got recalled, but I remember a couple of our friends in Nashville telling us about it. She got like dicked down in a cemetery by like her bodyguard.
Yeah.
Which is like very cool, I think. But I think a lot of the voters didn't like that.
She's goth.
Yeah.
Desecration is beast mode.
Yeah.
Okay. So you only have to get, so they've got a bunch of things on the, they've got a bunch of things on the site and it says why recall? And it only takes 6 bullet points down before you get to banned Canada Day fireworks, calling it colonialist and racist.
Oh my God.
So we do have some stuff in here about increasing property taxes, climate emergencies. And by the way, they don't agree with that.
She thinks there is a climate emergency.
Yes, she increased taxes to deal with the quote climate emergency, which they do not like. She also voted to defund the police. We can't have that either. But then we go
which, by the way, I'm guessing is probably also not true.
No, definitely not. And so we go to that. We go from that to banning Canada Day fireworks. Oh, okay. And of course, they also don't like the fact that she has vocally opposed our premier's LGBTQ plus.
Oh yeah, because your premier is like a huge psycho, right?
Oh, absolute fucking psycho. Yeah. So yeah.
Damn,
this is really good stuff. Premier. They're telling people that you can like sign up to be a commissioner and go door to door to get signatures to have her recalled.
You know the people doing that, like obviously they have so much free time, but they're just like the worst people in the world.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
it sucks.
Oh, they have a Facebook discussion group for it. I should join this.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so
That's brutal. The tax talk did remind me of like one of my favorite comics ever, which is, and Dan, I'm posting it here, but it's the Akewood one where I don't know if you guys have ever read Akewood. I know our listeners definitely have, but it's where they're trying to figure out like raise like taxes and stuff. And Roast Beef is like, why did you send a check for $10,000 to Oreos? And he's like, I like their product. I want them to have a little walking around money.
Hell yeah.
God, that's really good.
Oh, this Facebook group is real good, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of people complaining about how other people are like, hey, this is a waste of time and you should probably stop doing this.
Oh, like in the group. And then
yes, they're
are,
in the
yeah,
group. Like, okay. I am starting to be under attack for my posts. This is the first public one, and they spelled public with two B's. Ooh. You cannot even imagine how many DMs. Whatever. I stand by my belief. LOL. Never mind. Keep collecting signatures. Let's go. Get her out.
Yes, dude. In his mind, he's Braveheart, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God.
He's fighting the good fight.
That's I'm so really jealous good. Of people who are like that motivated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I think fireworks, I mean, fireworks are cool, I guess. You know, I remember shooting off fireworks all the time. Like, up here in Vancouver, at like Halloween, that's like the biggest time of year for fireworks. So we would just go around on Halloween and like blow up pumpkins and stuff. And it was awesome.
That's awesome.
At the same time, I understand why they're banned, because they're like really dangerous. They like start fires. They're really loud. They're annoying. Like most people hate them. So
dogs
I get
hate
it.
Them famously. Yeah. I can't imagine your dog enjoys the fireworks.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
actually explode. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Oh, really?
This
oh,
past
wow.
4th of July, I think he only cares about stuff where it will inconvenience me. And so that one, it just didn't get on his radar. He doesn't care.
Shocking.
For a two pound. Yeah, he just wants to ruin my life specifically.
That's cool. And I just, the last Facebook post here, the person did like a 10 bullet point list, and they kept spelling the word ludicrous like the rapper. So, so that was pretty special. Speaking
gorgeous.
Of ludicrous things, let's move on to our social media updates.
Ooh. What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed.
We always like to start with the guest. Helena, we'll start with you. What's going on your social media?
Okay, so on Instagram, you know, reels have become a big thing, the little short forms. For some reason, my algorithm is almost exclusively serving me videos of women kind of like pretending to be psychologists, here's like four reasons not to trust your boyfriend. Here's like seven subtle signs your man is cheating. Just like little things like that. And it's actually really stressful. And I don't like it.
It feels bad when you get targeted with that stuff, because it's like, what, like, where did they pull this from, right? A lot of the time. And also, if you click on one of them, it's like, oh, she clicked on one of them. That means she likes them.
I think that's what happened. Yeah. I got one, and it was like, if your boyfriend wears a blue shirt, you should kill yourself. And then I clicked on it because I was like, what the fuck? And then now I'm in hell every day.
She's like,
yeah. Oh. And I'll literally look over at Will and be like,
it does sort of like, the algorithm does sort of make you feel like a targeted individual, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm being gang stalked.
So I honestly get where like the gang stalking people come from, because if you look on your algorithm, it does feel like, how did you know I liked this? Like, my algorithm is entirely like disabled cats and like cats that are like 25 years old. And it's all like, oh, I bet you won't follow a 25-year-old cat with no legs on here. And it's like, oh. No, I'm not. I don't want to, because what often happens when I do that is that they die within 2 months. And then I see the post about them dying, and it just bums me out.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, the black and white grid post from an animal account is always really hard.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Maybe but
yeah,
I should
do you
start
unfollow after
those.
It dies?
Yeah. Will, what's your algorithm?
Mine is, I can't get enough of the videos of guys paying for Alpha Camp.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love Alpha love Camp. Those, dude. Just like, just it's like 25 dudes with terrible posture who are paying 10 grand to just be tortured by like a guy who washed out of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. It's and they're like laying down in the mud and the guy's like standing on their back and stuff and screaming at them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's so good. I love that shit.
And it honestly it changed my life. I could have never done this podcast without Corporal Johnson, and he really put a lot of things in perspective.
It is actually that expensive though, a lot of the time too. Yeah. Like it is 10 grand.
It's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. Oh, yeah, and you have so to like evil. Apply for it, and they'll like you'll get on a call with them, and they'll like interview you and shit, which is so funny. Like,
unfortunately, you're too much of a pussy for our camp. We can't bring you out here.
Yeah, you're too much of a pussy for the camp for pussies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you won't make it. Now, Helena, I know Becca has said to me, my wife Becca, that another version of that is also women who kind of give you tips on like creeping on your boyfriend or whatever. Is that also a part of your algo? Because that stuff seems crazy to me.
Yes, that also comes up quite a bit. Yeah, it's all just designed to torture you. It's all just like, I guess with those specifically, it's like you need to be smelling the bottom of his shoes. You need to be like looking in his closet. And if he got a new shirt recently, he's, I don't know. I guess they imply that he's either cheating on you or has like a secret life or a secret family. It gets very dramatic very fast.
So what this is like this one thing happened to the one woman in the video and she's like extrapolating it as if that's like the thing to look out for.
Yeah. And it'll be like, they'll leave out details. And then later you'll find out that like she met him on Facebook and before they met, she wired him $2,000 and he just got out of jail and a lot of details that are, I would think a little relevant.
It's either that.
Yeah.
Somebody just realized that, like, if you scare a woman, she will watch the entire video 1.5 times, therefore making it go viral.
Yeah.
I feel like it reminds me almost of, like, Cosmo sex tips or whatever, where it's like 101 ways to please your man. It's like, well, there's sort of like 6 ways to please your man, and then you got to come up with, you just got to invent another 95. And it kind of feels like that. It's like, yeah, if you suspect your partner is cheating, there are like a couple, maybe not normal things you could do, but a few things that are sort of the gold standard, like, you know, check his phone or, you know, see, you know, and then it's like after like 3 of those, it's like, you gotta buy a beanbag chair and then pour all the beans out of it and then hide in the beanbag chair. And then when he gets home, it just devolves so quickly, I find.
Yeah, I found a piece of clay on the coffee cup the other day and I found out that Helena was trying to get my fingerprint. She logged into my phone.
Will, what's going on your social media?
The big one was the thing I enjoyed the most was the Alpha Camps, just because it's like, you gotta like, how does he tell his family about that? You know what I mean? How does he tell his friends? How does he tell his coworkers?
Yeah. How do you take off work for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you just gotta wonder what had to happen, but I guess it's like, it just sort of is like, you know, the alpha male thing is like, here's how to live the most awesome life. And if you're a loser, you're like, damn, I wish I could live that life. I wish I could be Dan Bilzerian, you know?
Good reference.
And then now there's a class to teach you how to do it. What a dream.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Did he die?
No.
I was like, what?
Well, he's a guy out in a week, so like it could.
Yeah, this is a chance. It's definitely not a non-zero chance. I think you're right, Will, but I think what you've tapped on it is like, ultimately, the funny part about this is all of those things are geared towards like, are you a big pussy? Like, are you whatever? But like, it's mostly that they're lonely. It's mostly just comes down to loneliness. It's like, I want to go somewhere with 20 other guys and I don't have friends. I don't have one guy that will go somewhere with me. So I can pay to go and have this like communal experience with these guys. And then maybe the advantage is I, you know, crawl under some barbed wire and mud or whatever. I don't know. But like, to me, I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, which, like, when you think about it, is also kind of like what they would think is like wussy behavior. But really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Damn, I just wanted to be mean to them. That was very astute and well thought out.
Oh, I want to be mean to them too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to side with them. I just think it's like, to me, that's the funny irony of it is like they would say like, oh, you want to go out in the woods with your buddies? Like that, whatever, man. But like, that is kind of what they want.
Yeah. If you were to be like, to make my life better, I really need to organize a camping trip with my boys. They would like laugh you off the internet and call you a beta.
Yes.
I think you're so right. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it like a clinical study here. I just
that's very well done. Kind
of, the videos are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like it is hard to think about like what is the disconnect there of like I would never see a video like that and be like, that's gotta be me, man. Is it
the Modern Day Night Project? Is that the one? Because I know there's a bunch of them, but this is the one. The Modern Day Night Project. Well, first of all, attention. It's only for entrepreneurs, executives, and leaders who are ready for a serious breakthrough.
That's me. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And it does say, I scroll down on the main page and it does say, you're ready to go. Now, here's how you can get your wife on board. And then it's a bunch of testimonials from wives who are like, oh, my husband's a total asshole now at Rocks.
That actually adds a really terrifying layer to it. It's going to affect how they treat their wives.
Oh, it's going to make them like so much worse to their family. But that's like a good thing in there. It'll get their family to respect them more by like yelling at them, I think.
Yeah,
is basically
I'm
going to
make
idea.
My infant son respect me by getting tased by a guy I paid.
His dick was harder than ever before when he got home from the
he
alpha
came home
camp.
Rock hard, ready to fuck.
By the way, this one is $18,000 for a week. So.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
And like, what is that money going to? Like, are you doing like these unbelievably complex and complicated things that cost a lot of money? Or is it just like $15,000 of pure profit?
Well, it says you do need to be conditioned to do hikes, bear crawls, team log carries, truck pulls, and a variety of bodyweight exercises. So basically you're doing like the strongman shows that you would see on like ESPN4.
Right.
But in the woods for like a week and a half or whatever. God.
I can't imagine like, yeah, if you break your leg on this, I can't imagine your insurance is going to cover that.
No, there's no, they do give discounts, by the way. Discounts are only given to veterans and first responders.
Damn.
Okay, I want to meet the veteran who's like, take me back. Damn, I got to do this all again.
Honestly, most veterans, I think, are like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. They love, they just want to go back so bad.
I just like the idea of a cop going to this and being like, I want to be like more of a psychopath. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that is, that's some special stuff. Stefan, what's going on your social media?
I've been playing this new game called Dragon's Dogma 2, and I've become sort of obsessed with it. And it's very popular online. A lot of people are playing it, and I've put, I don't want to say exactly how many hours I put into it. It came out last Thursday. I probably put, about hours into it. Anyway.
Did you just bleep your own self?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Are you playing this on PC or PS5?
I'm playing this on PS5 because I think on PC it's kind of, it's a little busted.
Okay, so I can't check how many hours you've.
No, you can't, but it's a lot. But one of the aspects of the game is that you have these NPCs, these pawns that are part of your party. And you have three of them, and they're all like interacting with each other, and it's very well done. It's very interesting. But there was a review on Steam, and the title of it is "Pawns Literally Calling Me Gay." Because what the pawns do is they'll sort of comment on just the makeup of your party, maybe, or just they'll observe things in the game and they'll comment on it. But here's the review. Okay, I'm really starting to struggle with the constant banter my pawns are giving me. I just happen to have an all-male party because that's the pawn makeup I found first, and every 2 minutes, one of them makes one of two statements. It just occurred to me that all of us pawns are male. I wonder if that speaks to the Arisen's preference. Or, and here's the second one, our party has grown, but there are no females amongst us. This is followed by another pawn saying, I shouldn't at all mind if that were to change. This is like the opposite of what I'm looking for. Why would my party even comment on this? The first comment insinuates that I like men as if it's an insult or something to be ashamed of, and the other comments on how there are no females as if that's some rooted problem that needs fixing. They're just pawns, and I use the ones that have the setup that I prefer. Please remove these conversation pieces.
Damn.
That's really
is this real, Stefan?
No, this, it is real because I've had pawns, because they'll comment on other... The way the pawns work is you're like sharing them with like, it's like another person's pawn that they've made and you can like use them as well.
Oh, so you're sharing the pawns. Okay. The evidence that everyone's gay is starting to add up.
But they'll often comment, they'll be like, you know what? I've noticed like my previous master preferred an all female party. very odd. Yeah. And so they'll make little comments like that. And it's very funny, but it's just, I just like that this guy's like very upset about it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's my social media update, John. Just a quick.
Yeah, I guess I'd be mad if I paid $60 for something and it called me gay.
Yeah, and there's no way to like, there's no, you can't like press a button or something to be like, I'm I'm not gay.
You know? Yeah, the don't call me gay button.
You can just press a button that's like, go stand over there. So, yeah.
I guess when they do that, can you make your pawns like fall down a well or something like that?
You could just kill your pawn. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is that option if you want. John, what's going on in your social media?
Well, a quick one for me this week as well. I just loved this. I was so surprised. So there's a very good U.S. figure skater right now named Ilya Malinin, who is the first person in competition to land a quadruple axel, which is, that's the hardest jump. Obviously, skaters have been landing quads forever, but not the quad axel. So if you don't know anything about figure skating, the axel starts from the front. So it's technically a 4.5 spin if you're doing a quad axel. And I just could not get over this figure skating announcer losing her fucking mind. He lands the quad axel and she genuinely has like an orgasmic / Mexican soccer announcer reaction to him landing this quad. And I just thought it was beautiful in figure skating. So yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Damn.
That's really good. That's so good.
That was
good.
Awesome.
Now, I will say that just looks like every other figure skating move to me.
Cool.
You know, like it's still impressive, obviously, but it's like they're spinning Stefan, so fucking fast. It's
Stefan,
hard to tell.
You are absolutely showing your ass right now. Yeah, that looks like every other figure skating
move.
I'm
just saying it looks like all the spinning ones to me. You know what I mean? I mean, it's impressive.
Of course, it would look like the other spinning ones if they are spinning.
Feel bad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. You can't even appreciate a quad axle like me and my friend here.
I appreciate it as much as a triple axle. So that actually makes me,
oh my God,
the better man, I think.
No, it doesn't at all.
No,
quad
just
axle
simple-minded.
Is better.
Sorry.
Okay. Just because there's more of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get it now, I guess.
Anyway, that's all I got. Nothing too fancy. Just
that's really cool.
a great announcing moment, and we have no choice but to thank her for her service.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let's move on to our blog.
Thank you, ma'am.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Blocktail. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a blocktail. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a blocktail.
Okay, which one of you is going to take care of the blocktail? Helena.
Okay, so I have been blocked.
Yes,
I was blocked by rising star Matt Rife.
Ooh.
Okay, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you tell.
I don't want to start any beef with him. Well, that it's too late. It's actually too late. So what happened was he tweeted out something that was like, he was like, oh my God, guys, we made it. We did it. I'm on the list of Variety's most searched male comedians for 2023. And then I clicked on the list. He was right in between Danny Masterson and Russell Brand. And so it wasn't like that kind of list, but he announced it as if it was like, oh my God, I made it. I'm amazing. And so I just quote tweeted it and I said, guy who is so excited to be on a list between Danny Masterson and Russell Brand. And then he blocked me within like 30 seconds.
Whoa.
Wow. The immediate block is really good because you know like 100% he saw it. And he's like checking his shit like all the time too.
Yeah. But he set himself up. That's so funny.
That's incredible.
Wait, what is Danny Masterson doing to get on such a list?
Well, he's in jail.
He's in jail now. Yeah. Well, like he was just on that 70s show, wasn't he?
I don't know. Maybe there was. I don't know. Maybe it was actor. Maybe it was entertainers. May have been like male entertainers.
That is, it's such a funny like list to even make. You know, the idea of like, oh, here's the most searched people, and it's like, who? What does that mean? Yeah. Who cares? What does that? Does it have any bearing on anything?
Also, both options are like he didn't realize what he was posting, or he like knew what he was posting and sort of posted it as a joke, which is also pretty bad too. But just like not knowing is so funny.
I don't think he understood.
I don't think he's capable of self-deprecation.
And I don't think he's capable of looking at a guy who made a variety list and not being like, you the man.
Right.
I think he has that kind of brain.
Oh, wow. That's jeez.
Yeah. I'm just looking at his Twitter really now. He's got some real special, he's got some special posts.
Yeah.
Well, just like this one is like, just found out I'm the youngest comedian to ever headline the Hollywood Bowl on my own. This life is insane. I said I would play there the first time I ever even visited LA and drove by it. If you haven't yet, go grab your tickets from my website and come be a part of history.
That's what I love in my stand-up comedians is like cockiness and being like very, you know, sure of themselves and thinking they're really good. I love that in a stand-up comic.
Yeah, and really wanting it and needing all of it and making it very clear how much all of it means to them.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want a comic who's like super depressed and like sad and like fucking hates themselves. Like that sucks to me. I want a comic who's like really, really full of themselves. Like that is the shit I want.
Yeah. I want a comic with 7 syringes of filler in his face.
I didn't realize he performs with a Britney Spears mic. He doesn't do a handheld.
Dude, yeah. Oh my God. What?
It's so that he can like walk into the audience and like do his viral crowd work.
Like lift his shirt.
Yeah. I actually watched a clip this morning where there was a guy in a wheelchair and he was like, the bits he did with the guy was like not that bad, but the way it started was like, he like kind of scanned the audience and he said, is that guy in a wheelchair?
Oh my God. The one clip I've seen of him is like the end of his special where he's like, and they said I could only do crowd work. And then he like drops the mic and walks off stage. Oh, and that's like so fucking funny, but like not for the reason he intended, right?
Also, wasn't that a special that was kind of like universally hands?
Yes.
Like it was really, really bad.
Well, he did like a bunch of misogynist jokes and people are like, dude, we liked the crowd work, man. Like you didn't have to be like, no, I'm doing this for real. Women suck, dude.
I think the first joke was about a woman getting a black eye because she wasn't like staying in the kitchen or something. And like that was like the opening joke.
That's so crazy to do that when you like built your audience off of like
being hot.
Nurses checking TikTok on their break.
This is a great tweet right here because I guess he just finished a Canadian tour and he wrote, I love Canada. Stop naming your cities crazy shit like elbow, drink water, squirrel queef, etc. 3 laugh face emojis.
Oh, so that kind of lets you know that he's just messing around a little bit. Having
That's just kind of his observational comedy.
Sure. Yeah. Some places be having funny names of their towns. And
also,
here's some emojis to let you know. You know? Oh, my God. Are you still on his Twitter right now?
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Isn't it so fucking awesome? He is so proud of himself in a way that I've never witnessed in a man who's like also so clearly insecure. like, he's a new type of guy for me. I really like it. Well, I hate it. Wish him harm, but
it's interesting. So funny. It is. It's extremely interesting. Yeah. John, anything else on his Twitter?
Yep. He's just a picture of himself at an arena. Careful what you dream of. It might come true.
Shut the Let's fuck go. Up. Oh my so, God.
He thinks he's like Buzz Lightyear.
He also I think you're right, Helena. Like, he is retweeting an unbelievable number of compliments. Like, people just being like, I saw at Matt Rife tonight. He was fucking unbelievable. Like, he retweets at least 5 of those for every show he does.
Yeah. And I just don't think that's a sign of a solid ego in the brain.
No, definitely not. Wow, he did get a star on the Mohegan Sun Arena Walk of Fame. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. So he also has that back. Going he made for it. Him.
I think he got lightly canceled on, like, I think there was this thing where he was dating a bunch of women at the same time, you would imagine. And then one of the women that he was dating she's like a host of a podcast. And so when he was getting canceled for all those jokes, she came out and was like, and he was really bad to me and bad to a bunch of women. And then there was like a bunch of women who kind of came together and talked about how much he sucked on TikTok, as far as him being generally bad to women, not in like an illegal way, but in like a,
just like a dickhead way,
kind of an uh-oh way, kind of a leading to illegal stuff, maybe.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right.
So there's a hard cancel out there coming at him like a bullet.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
real fast.
100%. Yeah. Someday he's got about we'll a reach year left, I think, at maximum.
Yeah.
And then he's gone. I am just watching this other brief clip. Someone interrupted his show to say, I have a gift for you. And he said, what? You have a gift for me? And he said, yeah. Or they said, yeah. And he said, what is it? And then she said, a vagina. And then his first response was, organic or homemade?
That doesn't even make sense.
Damn. Nope.
Oh my God.
He's so cool.
He's so cool. I love this guy.
God.
Anyway, God damn. Good Matt Rife. Good for you, my friend. I'm really happy for you and your Walk of Fame Mohegan Sun. Oh God. Anyway, we have a great listener block this week as well. This one's a little bit more simple, and it comes with a great image as well. This one is from Justin. Speaking of local politics, as a matter of fact, he writes, hey fellas, I was blocked by Saskatchewan politician and crazy person Mark Friesen. For context, Mark is an active People's Party of Canada / Buffalo Party member who is best known around town for pushing hateful ideas against LGBTQ folks and for his colorful views on COVID. He routinely sets up GoFundMes to pay off the years-old tickets he acquired for violating COVID guidelines, and despite having to be airlifted to an Ontario ICU for life-saving treatment, still denies that the virus exists. All that is to say, I was blocked for responding to his climate change denial tweet of, imagine thinking that a cow eating grass is bad for the planet with, imagine the two of us having aggro butt sex, and an expertly shot photo of the experience. And here is the photo.
Let's go. Oh my God. Okay.
So,
all right. Dan, make sure to edit that for YouTube, I guess.
I blurred it for the recording. Yeah.
Okay. God, good Lord.
So yeah, Justin says, screenshot attached if you boys are looking to see some sweet hog.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Justin. If you want to send in a list or block, you can do so at blocked@blockparty.com, or you can fill out the form. Oh no, we don't even have the website anymore. So yeah, just send it in.
We?
I don't know. The form doesn't work, I thought.
I thought I fixed it, but maybe I didn't.
Well, whatever. Do one of those things. Go to our website or send us an email, blocked@blockparty.com. You can also donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we had our good friend Blake Murphy on the show to talk about sports reporting. He's a Raptors and Jays analyst for Sportsnet. Talked to him about getting started in the sports biz, and just did a serious interview with him as part of the Heck Cullen series. It was a lot of fun. We also have ad-free episodes, merch discounts, a lot of other fun stuff. So check that out. Patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Blocked Party Pod. We're on YouTube, at Blocked Party. And of course, if you like the show, please just tell a friend. We are now here at the end of the show, which means it's time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Trois, deux, un.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
Three.
Socks.
Deux.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
All right, Helena and Will, what do you have for us?
I guess we had one, but I think since I would like to change it to Stefan, what are your top three parody songs?
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. John might jump through the screen and kill me.
No, that's we could do that if you want. I mean, I'm a big weird owl.
No, we had a real one.
Okay.
Right?
Will's just trying to cause trouble.
I'm just being a stinker.
No, please do. Please, that's good.
You got it. I don't remember it. Are you serious?
Okay. So top three animals you would like to have an interactive experience with at the zoo. So like if a zookeeper were to let you into the habitat or bring the animal out for a pet or something like that, which three areas of the zoo/animals would you want that to happen with?
That's really good. Okay.
Helena, we'll start with you. What's your number three?
Okay. Number three, I would say, is dolphin. I would love to swim with a dolphin. Actually, I'm getting scared thinking about it now. Okay. So I would love to swim with a dolphin.
Okay.
Or meet the dolphins or feed the dolphins or talk to them.
That's really good.
And then I think number two would
stop there. Sorry. We go in a circle. So we'll have Will do his number three, then Stefan and me, and we'll go around. Yeah. So Will, your number three, please.
Yeah. I think mine would be, I would like to get let into the big spider room, like where all the spiders are, just because I fear spiders more than anything in the world. They strike fear deep within my heart and soul, but I think I could conquer that fear if I spend a day in there.
Wow, so you're going all the way. You're trying to get into the spider-verse.
That's yeah, you give me a Clif Bar, a bottle of water, and you turn the lights off and leave me in there.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Holy, that's deep. I would not like that. And I don't even dislike spiders, but that's too much for me, I think.
I will say that Will makes me kill every spider in our house. So hearing that is kind of a lot. Like you could do it.
If you after I spend a day in the spider lair. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm talking to him like I'm Jane Goodall after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Stefan, right, so you're number three.
You know what? I've always liked penguins. Just the way they waddle around, sort of. I feel like they'd be fun to you know, toss some fish to or whatever. Apparently, they smell really bad, though.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're just shitting on their own feet constantly.
Yeah, so I've been in the penguin enclosure at the Calgary Zoo, and it smells crazy in there.
Okay, yeah. But they are adorable, so I think that would sort of offset the stench. But I'll go with penguins for my number three.
Nice. My number three, I'm going to go with the classic bear. It's time to see who can win, me or the bear.
Okay.
I'm ready to rock. No, I would honestly, it would be fun to just like pet like a potentially docile bear. And if it attacks me, then c'est la vie.
It's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it's probably a bad way to go, but it's a good way to like hear about someone going.
Host of Blocked Party, John Cullen, died in a bear experience.
Yeah. Actually, my understanding is it's like one of the worst ways to go. Because isn't there that was it Grizzly Man or whatever, where Werner Herzog is like listening to the audio of the guy getting eaten by bears? He's like, we're never playing this for anyone ever.
Yeah. So it was the worst thing he ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, John dies at the alpha male bear experience.
Which alpha camp should I go to, babe? Well, this one says it has bears at it.
Yeah, so. You got to do the bear one, I think.
Yeah. It'll be worth it because if I survive, I'll be so hard. I will be so horny and hard that the trade-off will be definitely worth it. Helena, you're number two. Or Helena, sorry.
I wouldn't have corrected you. Okay, I'm going to say the lemur area, the little monkey area. You know,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
I would like them to, you know, sit on my head and and play with my hair and like take stuff out of my purse. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, and they seem fairly safe too. Like it's not like, because like chimps, I feel like, are like extremely dangerous. Like they're the ones who will rip people's faces off.
I don't fuck with chimps and gorillas. I actually vividly don't like them. I don't like them looking at me or seeing me. But I would do the other ones.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. I like that.
Yeah.
Will?
I would do gorilla. I would do gorilla.
Big man.
I'd get a 9-foot hoop in there and I'm playing a 1-on-1. First to 10, ones and twos. And I'm just going to fucking beat the shit out of them.
I think you might actually have an advantage because like they're not like super tall necessarily, right? They're kind of like, they're big obviously, but they're not
I would say they're probably not crazy. And everyone knows gorillas can't go left. So I have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I know how to stop them. And I can't imagine a gorilla moves quickly laterally.
Right.
Oh, you could cross it over so easily.
Oh yeah, dude.
Do you think a gorilla can dribble a basketball? Is that what is going on in this?
Yeah. I imagine I wouldn't
they
call
could dribble.
Travels,
I think.
Soft.
I feel like you could teach them to dribble.
Probably.
Yeah. You'd pick it up fast, I imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're also teaching him first.
Of course. And then I'm destroying
him. So you have like a connection with him and then you just like dunk all over his head.
Exactly. Just like my father did to me.
Okay.
Stefan, you're number two?
Number two, I'm going to go with, this is always my favorite animal to see at the Vancouver Aquarium, but the sea otter.
Okay. That's a good one.
Adorable. Okay. Just very, very cute. They look like little teddy bears, sort of. They just lay on their back. They use their stomach as a little plate, and they eat on their stomach. And they hold hands when they fall asleep so they don't drift away.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they really are just like I think they're the cutest animal at the zoo by like a long shot. Unless you have a zoo that has like a red panda, in which case that's like maybe a different level. But yeah, it's got to be.
What would you do with the otters?
Probably.
I feel like I'd want to pick it up and like rock it like a baby, probably. Yeah, right? I think
and
that
it probably
would
let you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I worry as well. I mean, I guess this goes for most animals is a lot of animals just smell bad. And I feel like the otter probably wouldn't smell great necessarily either. But again,
probably better.
It's adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sea otter, number two. John?
My number two, I'm going to go. So I have also had a dolphin experience previously, and it was very cool. And so I'm going to take it a step further. And they used to have these at the Vancouver Aquarium, but they do not anymore. But I'm going to go belugas. Belugas are really beautiful whales.
Okay.
Like you don't really get an appreciation for it. So you see them up close, but they're just, with them being all like they're, I guess, skin, their blubber, whatever you call it, like being all white, like it just looks very, very cool.
Yeah.
They're just very beautiful creatures, I think. And so I would just love to chill. And I'll be honest, belugas kind of seem fucking chill, dude.
Yeah.
Just seem like they could bro down big time. And I would like to bro down with the belugas. So
that's a great choice. I love that.
It's my number two. Helena, your number one.
Okay. My number one is a red panda.
Wonderful.
It is absolutely a red panda. I honestly think that I should already be allowed to go in there and meet them. Just a quick vibe check. I can get in there. I think I should be able to.
Is that because you have red hair? Is that you think it's sort of like a?
I think that's part of it.
It's just I think a vibe.
I think I just align with them. I think they're like a beautiful elevated raccoon. They're like a raccoon got a makeover. They're
went
like
to charm school.
Yeah, like yeah, friends. Yeah. And I don't know. Went to whatever the opposite of like alpha camp is. And just
gamma camp.
Sweet. Yeah. They're so cool.
Yeah, I think half the reason
and they stand up.
Yes.
Yeah. They stand
they stand up,
and,
but they'll like
around.
Fall over too. Right. And it's so funny. Yeah.
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 I saw a video of one of them playing in like a sand with a sand bucket and making sandcastles with children. And it was like, really special.
The video of them like playing in the snow and like rolling down the hill and stuff. And oh my God, it's incredible. Yeah.
They're so cool.
Great choice.
Will?
See, I think in the same way that Helena thinks she would align, I think, with the red panda, I think I would align with a normal panda just in terms of like being stupid and like falling over a lot. And just sort of like not being smart enough to exist in the outside world. I think I could really, me and the panda, I think would have, you give me and the panda a Rubik's Cube and you watch us both just lose our fucking minds. So yeah, I think that would be, yeah.
Wow. Great pick. I love that. Stefan? Yeah.
Well, I was in Australia last year and we went to like a wildlife sanctuary and you were able to like go up to the little kangaroos and the wallabies and stuff and the koalas and you could kind of pet them and feed them and interact with them and it was great. And then one of the animals that you couldn't do that with, I guess for good reason, were the dingoes. Mm. But it's like crazy how much they look like just regular dogs and they're like running up and down their enclosure following you and like looking up at you and like pawing at the glass and they're so cute. And I think I could overcome, I don't think they would attack me immediately. I think I could get a good like 2 or 3 minutes where I'm just kind of like hang out with them before they go completely nuts on my ass. But, and I think those 3 minutes would be fantastic because they sort of look like the Dogecoin dog, the Shiba Inu, but like a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Very, very cute. So I'm going to go with some wild dingoes for my number one.
I'm going giraffe for number one. Okay. And I'm saying like, I'm getting in the tree and the giraffe is like eating out of my hand. Like I'm just sitting up in the tree. The giraffe's popping up saying what's up. Giraffes are crazy. If you've ever seen them in person, they are absolute freak shows. And I would just love to be up close with the giraffe. I believe they're fairly docile as well. They're kind of chill around humans and stuff. So yeah, I want to get up in the trees, pet the giraffe, and yeah, just chill out. I think it would be good. I think giraffes are very cool animals.
Love it.
Wow, that was a very wholesome yeah, top three, which was a nice way to end the show. Thank you so much to both of you for being here. Before we go, anything that you would like to plug?
Our podcast
1974. If you're listening, grab a pen. 197-424.
It's so mostly I don't really know what the podcast is about.
Yeah, it's mostly just hanging out.
Yeah,
but arguing. But in a fun way.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's good.
Just fucking listen.
We're trying to do it. Just it's not that bad.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. It's not that. Oh well, you two were fun to hang out with on our pod, so I would assume that if people are listening to this, they'd go, "I could hang out with Elena and Wilmore."
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would hope so.
And Will, do you have any stand-up dates coming up, or what's going on?
No, not really. I've just been doing like local LA stuff. So I have like a show next week at a bar that, you know, will probably happen by the time this comes out anyway. So nothing to plug.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, where can people follow the two of you individually as well?
Twitter at Fresh Hell and Instagram at Bug Size Chihuahua.
Yes. And then TikTok and Instagram. I think it's Will_Senate. And then on Twitter, just Google search Will Sennett and you can find me.
You're all on a list with Danny Masterson and Russell.
yeah, me and my boys.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks to everybody for listening. Again, you can donate to our show at patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Block Party Pod, on YouTube and Blue Sky at Block Party. And we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Bye.